morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoopstant with Walter Yerkew on 705 Radio. Check us out at 705radio.org. And we preempted our introduction with the opening bars to Freebird. This week we lost another legend, original guitarist for Lynyrd Skynyrd, Gary Rossington, passed away at the age of 71. And then more recently we lost Jeff Beck, among many others. And I keep telling you folks, if you have the chance to see these fine musicians, please do so. And back in the day, I remember seeing Lynyrd Skynyrd back in 1991. They were so loud, so powerful, they literally blew the electrical fuses at the New York State Fairgrounds. And despite having only Rossington and keyboardist Billy Powell, the band still knocked it out of the park. But, you know, thank you, Mr. Rossington, for giving us 50 years of just awesome music. Anyways, like I said before, we are Red Hot Rolling. It is Saturday, the 11th of March, 2023. You can reach us at 866-986-6397. That's 866-986-NEWS. Well, how are we doing today, sir?
I'm doing pretty well, my friend. Doing pretty well. I listened to Freebird earlier today. Yeah. And it was melancholy. You know what I mean? You're never going to hear that again. You know, live.
No, anyway. It is, right. And you know, the thing is, what's going to happen in another 10-15 years when more and more of these people pass away? And you know, what's going to constitute rock and roll? You know, there's nothing out there. And of course, radio is killing itself by playing what they want to play, and you know, talented bands, they don't have nowhere to go. But anyway, let's get the show on the road. As always, we want to remember the men and women of law enforcement who were murdered in the line of duty. Fortunately, tonight we have no names to read off, so stay safe, one and all. We want to first start off this week. A couple special mentions. We want to say hello to Little Billy Keebler and the men and the alleged woman of the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department. I was up there a couple weeks ago. I got violently ill. We'll talk about that later if we have some time. And we want to say hello to a very special teacher, Ms. Crabtree, doing the best she can, and say hello to everybody else. So, anyways, this week, the biggest news story, again, is January 6th. I don't know about you, Walt, but I am sick and tired about January 6th. But House Speaker Kevin McCarthy allowed Tucker Carlson and his production team to go through 41,000 hours of surveillance footage that was not released to the public, not used in the January 6th hearing. That was just an absolute farce. And so Tucker went through some of the footage. I mean, 41,000 hours is a lot of footage. And this week he released some of it. And we found out that the alleged, what they call the QAnon shaman, a gentleman named Jacob Chansley, who is a U.S. Navy veteran, was just simply trespassing, to more or less. But mainstream media,
well, you can't trespass in a public place, your taxes pay for it, believe me, I've been through this, and that's what's ridiculous about that, calling it about an insurrection. You know, nobody was there to attack it. You know, things got out of hand, but you know, it's fault on both sides. But yeah, him just walking through the hallways is not a trespass, you know that.
Right. So Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, all these other swamp creatures, the mainstream media is just losing their mind for McCarthy allowing Tucker Carlson to broadcast it, and they're losing their mind. And Chuck Schumer went on the Senate floor and asked Rupert Murdoch not to broadcast Tucker Carlson because it just totally blows away the theory that it was an insurrection. Now, while I was here on January 6th of 2021, and I saw a lot of the footage and what was going on in Washington, D.C., and it was, you know, it's just a protest that got out of hand, and the media's been lying to us about it. They said 5 cops died in the line of duty. Folks, trust us. We go through this every single week. We just see who died in line of duty. Nobody died in the line of duty. Officer Sicknick of the U.S. Capitol Police died 5 days later of a stroke. He was alive and well on January 6th and January 7th. The only person who died in the Capitol riot was Ashley Babbitt, and she was killed by the police. And you don't see Benjamin Crump coming down trying to sue the Capitol Police about what happened. But here's the thing. Unlike most conservative pundits, we said it was a justified shooting because you had these people breaking into one of the chambers. I don't know if it was the House or the Senate. And these people are climbing through, and they feared for their safety and the safety of others. So that one cop who was not... who made Barty Fife look like Elliot Ness, discharged his weapon, and, you know, it was justified. It was a tragic event, but, again, it was justified. And once that officer discharged his weapon, the people stopped. And, you know, that's police work in a nutshell. It's not pretty. It's not glamorous. It's not glorious. It's just, it is what it is. But, you know... I was watching many clips of Tucker Carlson, and I got them on the website. And there's a couple things that Tucker did not mention. I'll go through here right now. First of all, the first part of the clip that on the website, you go to 75radio.org, is that you see these terrorists stealing correspondence. There's some papers left on a table. Some people just walked up, took it, and walked away with it. And then later you see terrorists rampaging through the Capitol building looking to lynch people. Or they're just walking in an orderly manner. And then another clip, you see President Trump telling the vicious mob to storm the Capitol building. But he said peacefully and patriotically, just head on down. And then, of course, you see the QAnon shaman and terrorist leader Jacob Chansley walking around the Capitol building while putting the Capitol Police officers under some sort of spell that X-Men leader Charles Xavier did in the comic books and the movies. But, again, you just see this guy just walking around, and the Capitol Police was following him. They're not telling him to stop, not putting hands on him. They're just following him around. But anyways, when we get back, we'll talk about what really happened on January 6th, the total meltdown, and a couple other things. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop staying with Walter Yerkew. We got a full house tonight. Those who have questions, comments, concerns, donations, please give us a call. 866-986-6397. That's 866-986-NEWS. Anyways, we're talking about the January 6th fiasco, and the Tucker Carlson got a hold of some of the surveillance footage that Nancy Pelosi refused to release, and there's a total meltdown in Washington, D.C. And one subject that we've talked about, one Ray Epps, he once again caught the eye of Tucker Carlson. Now, they said, oh, Ray Epps, he was an agitator, this and other thing. Well, I was watching the film, and here's my take. Ray Epps did not say that they need to go to the storm the Capitol building, but they need to go to the Capital One Bank to complain about high bank fees. Capital One Bank does have high bank fees. And then later, you see Ray Epps whisper something in some kid's ear, who then all of a sudden stormed the Capitol building. But it turns out Ray Epps was inviting the young man for a 2-for-20 meal at TGI Fridays. Then Tucker Carlson said, here's Ray Epps again, when he said he left the area to go back to his hotel. Well, that's because Ray Epps was looking for his car keys. But and then another clip, Tucker Carlson blamed Ray Epps for the attack on the World Trade Center in 1993, the 2000 attack on the USS Cole, September the 11th, the attack on Benghazi, Ferguson, Missouri, and the death of George Floyd. And he also blamed Ray Epps for pushing Will Smith to slap Chris Rock. But anyways, that's just a very bad joke. But, you know, Ray Epps, once again, he's inciting a riot on camera not once but twice. And he's still at the scene. So, and of course, the Democrats saying, well, leave this guy alone. He was just there. Well, thousands of other people were just there, and their phone records been hacked. Congress, the FBI went after these people, pinging their phones through the cell phone towers, getting the numbers, find out who belongs to the numbers, and banging down their door. But Ray Epps, just some guy just at the wrong place at the wrong time. But, you know, and then you got Jamie Raskin tell another colleague, a Republican on the in the House of Representatives, leave this guy alone. You know, he's one of you. You ought to, you know, take care of your voters since you lost the last election. So, which tells me Ray Epps is part of the deep state. But another thing I want to point I want to make is that we've been telling you this since January 7th of 2021. It's a big nothing burger. Yeah, people were pissed off. They have right to be pissed off. And, you know, we said why they need to be pissed off, because of election fraud. And it just got out of hand. But once they reached the Capitol building, walked inside, for the most part, they were tourists. Well, what say you about January 6th and Tucker Carlson in the swamp meltdown?
Well, you know, what we're seeing is our video that the committee knew about, but the narrative, it was already too late, you know, for them to let this stuff out and find that there really wasn't an issue like people like the left was trying to say it was. That man, I can't remember his name, the guy wearing the helmet with the horns and stuff and carrying the flag. I believe he got four years.
Yep.
And, you know, basically, I think he was, you know, tried and convicted based on the fact that he was wearing a hairy hat with horns on it and carrying a flag. It's like what you appear to be instead of what really you are. You can go down there in a clown outfit and not trespass, but get arrested for trespass and get 4 years, apparently, you know. To me, I put it in this way. Now, sometimes I go off the deep end, but if you, anybody's ever seen the movie The Warriors from 1979, okay, the leader of the New York City gang circuit was Cyrus, and he got shot, and he got killed, okay? The real killer pointed at the Warriors, and the Warriors had to fight their way back because nobody believed that they weren't the killers until the end. And then the gang that really killed Cyrus got it. This is the same thing. The Democrats are really trying to not get pinned down for the blame. That's why you got Schumer, begging that Tucker Carlson be removed. And you got Nancy Pelosi hiding, in the house there with the two guys in the underwear. and you have the left just beside themselves, re-pointing their fingers at the right. And it's absolutely disgusting. I mean, video is video. Now they're trying to tell us that, don't believe the video because that's not the way it happened. You didn't see the whole video. Well, no, we didn't see the whole video when they presented it. But now we're seeing the entire thing. And I said in the Post a few days ago, this is going to vacate convictions and or order new trials. Because this is just absolutely ridiculous. The justice here just doesn't exist. This is the kind of justice that, those people, after somebody dies by the hands of the police, in a legal way, no justice, no peace, no justice, no peace. Well, the Democrats wouldn't pull the justice out from underneath us and put these people in jail and punish everybody. And like you said, fan their numbers through the cell phone towers and just knocking everybody's door down, trying to get everybody in trouble. This is not the American way. This is not what the Constitution allows. And we're not going to rewrite the Constitution just based on, we already put them in jail, so let's just make a policy and keep them in there. That's ridiculous. These people need to be out of jail right now. They need to be out right now. You can't, video don't lie. Video doesn't lie. The guy was walking around peacefully. He's walking around like he owned the place, and the police were following him like he was their civil servant, which they are. So guy was just doing his thing in there. As far as the violence goes, I haven't seen anything specific on the violence, only the pics of points that the news media either chose to show or was only given to show. So, 41,000 hours of video, I'd like to see some of it, I'd like to see some of it, play a little more, Tucker. That's what I'm asking for. Play a little more,
Right. Right.
Also show us the bad stuff, Tucker, is what I would ask, so we can, make a determination if it's really bad or it's just, disorderly conduct or who knows. But you can't get trespassed off of public property because your taxes are paying for that building. Your taxes are paying for it. It's just like you can't keep your wife out of the house if you don't like her because she's paying for the house. The cops are going to say she's allowed to be here. So, point of fact is it's a public place. We didn't see the entire video. These people were convicted, and it was only broadcasted on what the Democratic, the left side wanted everybody to see.
Yeah, it was broadcast on DNN, the Democrat News Network. But while this is the same justice, this is literally the same exact same justice system in the District of Columbia. They don't have their own district attorney, so they have U.S. attorneys, and they have a criminal code for the district. But as this young man, Jacob Chansley, got 4 years for more or less trespassing in the District of Columbia, when the Metropolitan Police Department picks somebody up for murder, they usually have 11 arrests on their record before they get picked up for murder. So you got people out there doing God knows what at least 11 times, because just because they got arrested 11 times doesn't mean they were arrested for just 11 crimes. But they get picked up for murder, and they have 11 arrests on their record already. And it's a revolving door like everywhere else, but these people, just for trespassing, no other criminal record. And this guy served in the Navy 4 years, and they go to DC jail, which is absolute hellhole, and they're put solitary confinement, but given the worst conditions imaginable. And nobody's coming except a couple of people like us and a couple other media outlets is, you know, trying to do something about it. But no ACLU, no Amnesty International, none of these people, because they're all full of crap. But anyways, moving right along, I want to talk about another big event with the major celebrity. But we'll talk about it on the other side of the news. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Jerry Barmash. Likely presidential candidate Ron DeSantis is making his debut in the early caucus state of Iowa.
The Florida governor gave a speech at a crowded casino in Davenport where he argued against what he called woke ideology and attacked the Biden administration on issues including crime and immigration. DeSantis didn't say anything about a GOP presidential bid, but is expected to run against former President Donald Trump in 2024. I'm Dave Collins.
At least two people are dead as flooding intensifies in California. Thousands are under evacuation orders, and several communities remain isolated by water. The National Weather Service says flash flooding is a major concern along the central coast to the Sierra Nevada foothills. Three women are being sued in Texas over claims they helped a friend get abortion pills. The wrongful death suit is the first case of its kind since Roe v. Wade was overturned last June. The lawsuit was filed by a man who said the woman helped his ex-wife obtain the pills to have an abortion, which he said violated Texas law. He is suing for $1 million in damages. What does the term woke mean to you? A new survey tries to answer that question.
Republican politicians have turned the word woke into a catch-all target for everything from political correctness to so-called cancel culture. But a majority of Americans see woke as something positive, an awareness of social injustice. A new USA Today Ipsos poll finds that 56% see it that way, including three-quarters of Democrats and more than a third of Republicans. About a quarter across party lines say they don't know enough about the term to make a judgment call. I'm Skip Kelly.
Russian attacks across Ukraine have killed at least 464 children. New data released from the country's National Police Force revealed hundreds of children have been killed and nearly 1,000 more have been wounded during the war. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
You're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerke. I'm Scoop Stanton. Anyways, tomorrow is the Oscars. Should be another snooze fest. I won't watch it. Don't care. Most of these movies are woke. But anyways, it's been a year since the last Oscar ceremony where Will Smith walked up and slapped the black off of Chris Rock's face. But Chris Rock was asked, what do you think about it? What do you think about it? He says, you know what? I'm going to take my time and then I'll let you know. But last week he came out with a live comedy special on Netflix. This is the first time Netflix live streamed anything. So he talked about the name of the special was called Selective Outrage, which is a brilliant title because people get mad about one thing, don't get mad about this another thing. But anyways, Chris Rock just absolutely eviscerated Will Smith and his wife. And if you get a chance, try to watch it. Look on YouTube, look on other outlets. It's just absolutely spot on. He just nails them to the cross because you got Jada Pinkett Smith, who, you know, she's okay looking, but she's not, you know, if I was Will Smith and I had a choice of just about any woman on the planet, she would not be in the top 10 list. But anyways, she had allegedly had an affair with one of her son's friends, and then she talked about it on her podcast, and she just airs the family's dirty laundry on the podcast. Now, you know, I try to be open as possible just for my life, but I keep my family separate because it's none of your damn business unless it's really funny or interesting. I complain about my ex-wife because, well, she's a pain in the ass. But just Chris Rock, you know, match game point, you know, it's over. No matter what Will Smith does, it's not going to match with just the verbal beating he got from Chris Rock. Were you able to see the special from Chris Rock on Netflix?
No, I haven't. I haven't been able to see it. But I will probably tomorrow night. I'll find it and take a look at it. But yeah, I understand that he did a good bit on the Smith family. So
Rock's right. And, you know, my notice is like the best comedians like Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle, they're not only they just tell funny jokes, but they make a point, a major point about what's going on. Chris Rock just said, you know, people get mad about one thing, not another thing, or they get mad about everything. Like years ago, people was able to get promoted because they worked for it. Now it's like they get promoted because they complain about the other person who's not woke. Like, you know, what do you think about gay? You know, you're asked, I'm going to a gay wedding. What do you think about that? And you better say the right thing or you're going to lose your job. So it's and then Dave Chappelle, he talked about Kanye West. And when he said there's two words in the English language you can't say in entertainment without losing everything, that is the and Jews. And which is just absolutely brilliant because even though people complained like, oh, he, you know, Chappelle went after the Jews, nobody said, oh, he's wrong as the day is long. But, you know, that's where we're headed. But bravo Zulu to Chris Rock, just absolutely brilliant, just eviscerating Will Smith. We all know Will had it coming. Well, any other comments on Mr. Rock?
I wish he was going to be. I mean, I don't watch the Oscars like you. I don't, and I haven't in probably ages, more than ages. But Jimmy Kimmel, of all people, is doing the MC of the Oscars tomorrow night. And Jimmy Kimmel is a butthead in my book anyway. Just an idiot. So, I mean, if you'll go from, you know, from one way, you know, to another way. So it's just, that doesn't matter. You know, last time I watched it, Johnny Carson was doing the MC honors.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I'll tell you, when last time I watched it was canceled in 81, because Reagan was shot earlier that day, and they canceled it. That's the last time I watched it, after wow. Reagan was shot. So it's been 42 years since I've watched it. So there you go.
Right. Well, you know, and before it was always like you know, is something spectacular, and they put a lot of money and effort into it with the jokes and the costumes and the dance numbers and this, that, and the other thing. Now it's just like, Oscar too, so white, and not enough black people for whatever award that's going on. So it's just crap. I'm not going to watch it. I can't remember last time I watched it. It's probably 1971 when 1972 when William Friedkin won the Oscar for Best Director of The French Connection. But I digress. Anyways, Walt, have you heard of a gentleman named Kendrick Perkins?
No.
Anyways, this guy used to play basketball, and of course, he's got a job on Scream on ESPN. And, you know, Karl Marx wrote that about the opiate for the masses. And one of the biggest opiates, in my opinion, is professional sports. Now, I used to watch professional sports, boost morale, pride in, you know, where you're from, competition, and just entertainment. And while, you know, when I saw sports legends such as like Reggie Jackson, Keith Hernandez, Derek Jeter, Mark Messier, so on and so forth. But now it just, like everything else these people touch turns to garbage. Now you got networks, namely ESPN, Fox. They got Fox Sports 1, and people just yelling and screaming all the time. And the biggest offender is Stephen A. Smith. But anyways, recently NBA analyst and former player, dude's name's Kendrick Perkins, claimed that 80% of the people who vote in the NBA MVP ballot are white. And that's the reason why people like some Dirk Nowitzki, Steve Nash, and somebody guy named Nikolai Jokic won the MVP in the National Basketball Association. But what this Yahoo did not mention, that everyone else, except for these three players I just mentioned, from 1990 till 2023 were black. You got 30-plus years of NBA and most valuable player winners, three of them are white, the rest of them are black. There's no Asians, there's no Hispanics, no transgender people, Mr. Perkins. What do you say about that? And then from 1990 to 1970, once again, three players who are white were for the MVP. But you had people, the rest of them were, again, black. I think Larry Bird was one of them. Bill Walton was another one. And I forget the third one. But you had people back in the 70s and 80s like Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Julius Irving, you know, all these legends. But this guy went on and said that, well, since most of the people are white that vote for the most valued player, then that's why these people won it. Not the fact that these players, these white players, carried the team to the playoffs and or championships. But, you know, you got guys like Perkins and Smith keep pushing this garbage. And, you know, shame on ESPN to push the narrative. But once again, ESPN is owned by Disney, and they push it. That's why Stephen A. Smith gets $8 million per year. Now, you know, I'm thinking, what if a white NHL analyst is on ESPN and complained that black hockey players get the MVP award for the National Hockey League because of bias? Well, we all know what would happen. That person would be fired within minutes, and ESPN studios would be burned down, and there would be more sensitivity training. Now, this is another reason why we need to turn off sports. This whole country's falling apart, and all we do is talk about the big game. And to keep the people even more stupid, more unaware of what's going on, more asleep at the switch, we have sports betting. So now as you're watching these athletes, you're watching Stephen A. Smith, these people do whatever in the on the court or in the field, they got money on the game. So they're betting the mortgage, they're betting the rent, they're betting baby formula money, hoping that some player beats a point spread. So, but, you know, it's just another way to keep people uneducated, uninformed, and, you know, let the you-know-what keep rolling downhill. Well, what say you about more racism coming from ESPN?
You know, ESPN has gone downhill, you know, for quite a long time now. I don't watch ESPN anymore. As a matter of fact, I don't even think I had that channel on my menu. ESPN, like you said, owned by Disney, ran by Disney, dictated to by Disney. It's just not.
Right.
Just not.
Anyways, we come back, we'll talk about another racist, and another sports racist, and my connection to that sports racist. Stay tuned, everybody.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
We are back, Scoop Stanton and Walter Yurkow, 7-5 Radio. Check us out, 75radio.org. The number 75radio.org. Crummy quarterback Colin Kaepernick made the news once again. He left his NFL career, or was kicked off. I don't know what which is which. Tried to make a comeback, failed. But anyways, now he's a race hustler, pushing agenda, a fake agenda. He was born to a white mother and a black father who put him up for adoption. And two upper-class white people decided to adopt him and raise him as their own child. Well, to show the gratitude of his white parents raising this black biracial baby, Colin Kaepernick accused his adopted parents of perpetuating racism in an interview that aired Thursday. Kaepernick talked about coming to terms with his racial identity while growing up in a white family in his new graphic novel called Change the Game. And the former football player recalled disagreements with his parents attributed to racism, calling his upbringing problematic. Colin Kaepernick once said that he wanted to get cornrows for his hair. His mother said no, he would look like a thug. So Colin Kaepernick, who had the best of everything, decided to play football over baseball because more black people played football than baseball. And now he's crapping all over his adopted parents that love him very much. But what's funny is that his mother said, no, you can't have your you can't get cornrows because you look like a thug, which reminded me of a conversation I had with my father. He told me, go get a haircut. You look like Robert Plant. But you're not Robert Plant. You need to look respectable. You need to look look like a purpose. You look like a bum, and so on and so forth. So, if, you know, just like every young teenager back in the whatever decade you grew up. You got the hair going either long, short, the mullet, no hair, multiple color hair, whatever. And crew dad cut. Says, no, crew you have to look. Yep. crew cut. So anyway, so I remember this conversation I had with my father, you know, oh, you got to cut your hair. Oh, hold on 1 second. I got. Hold on 1 second. Oh, it's stupid. Technical difficulties over at the DC studios. So anyways, so my father and I are going back and forth about my hair, this, that, and the other thing. And I remember like it was yesterday because this occurred literally 2 weeks ago. So 2 weeks ago, I'm at my father's place up near Yonadas's, and he's telling me go get a haircut. And what's funny is that what's even funnier is that, you know, my hold on, what's God Almighty, this crap computer. It's Colin Kaepernick's got our show too. God Almighty. So I'm talking to my father. He's telling me to get a haircut. This is literally two weeks ago. And I'm old enough to be a member of the AARP. Meanwhile, I'm looking at him, look like the person that gave him a haircut did it with their eyes closed. So anyways, that's my connection to Colin Kaepernick. I'm glad I stuck to my guns and so on and so forth. But anyways, I think he's a real unappreciative crybaby piece of crap. Walt, what say you about Mr. Kaepernick?
Yeah, that we haven't seen before. Yeah, he's just looking for the people that are just gonna like him, you know. And there are people out there. There's people out there going to buy his book, you know. And go ahead, more power to him. You want to live in that, you know, dream world of Never Never Land? Yeah, be my guest. Go ahead. As long as they stay out of my backyard, I don't care. Kaepernick, he's washed up. He's had tryouts with a number of NFL teams, including the New York Jets. And it, not so much tryouts. What they're doing is trying out to see what kind of negative or positive feedback they get, you know, from their organization. So he's washed up. He's got to earn a living. Everybody should earn a living. And if this is the way he chooses to earn a living, go ahead. You know, you want to rag on your parents? I guess there was no white privilege in that house. I don't know, because if you look at it, you know, he's not half white, half black. He's 3/4 white and only 1/4 black, because you know, he was born in a mixed relationship, and he was brought up by two white people. So I think there was somebody else that nobody likes anymore. I think, what was his name? Barack Obama. That was right. Half white also. So you know, yep. Maybe the two of them can party around with that other guy, Michelle.
You mean Michael?
Yeah.
But it's funny. You take a look at Colin Kaepernick, Bubba Wallace. He does a good job at Demolition Derby. At NASCAR races. Somewhere I tell him, you know, don't hit other cars or make sure you finish a race. Stephen A. Smith and Al Sharpton. You know, all these people. They have a couple of things in common. Number one, they hate America, which is their right to hate America. I mean, and you're free to leave. And number two, they all have millions of dollars to their name. How can a country that they absolutely despise, that they hate, that they think is racist and just horrible, how come they have millions of dollars in the bank? I mean, while you and I love this country, and you know, one of us, if not both of us, are just flat broke. But, you know, I don't say it's because of this, that, and the other thing. You know, get back on the horse and ride. And so, but, you know, these people, they hate America, a victim of racism, and both Wallace and Kaepernick grew up in upper middle class lifestyles. And they're both multimillionaires, and America sucks. So,
maybe
anything else you want to add to that?
Maybe he'll run for president, and you know, or maybe Kamala Chameleon run for president, and it'll be her meal ticket. You know, I don't know. Who knows? You know, another person that's not really black. So, who knows?
Right.
Right. No, nothing. And then Kaepernick thing. I mean, it speaks for itself in volumes.
Right. But anyway, speaking of presidencies, they had a thing in Iowa with DeSantis and Trump is out there. And Nikki Haley, the former governor of South Carolina, she's running for president, and she's running. Well, here's her platform.
Yeah,
here's a platform real quick. She's a woman. She's a person of color, and she's the daughter of immigrants. That's her platform. But anyway, she announced that she's ahead at a whopping 2%, 2 percentage point in the polls. And at CPAC, she gave a speech that nobody attended. So, and she's walking out of the auditorium, and all of a sudden, I just hear screams of, "We love Trump, we love Trump." Of course, I miss it because I'm in the bathroom attending to my personal needs. And I come out, and it's like a bunch of animals surrounding a dead carcass. I'm like, who's over there? Because it wasn't a dude, because you know the person was short. I walk over, it's Nikki Haley, and the media's there, taking photographs of her, like, you know, she's like the second coming, and people screaming, "We love Trump." But I've come to realize that a lot of these people, they run for office, like the presidency, because they're looking for another gig. Perfect example, like Mike Huckabee. He had no chance in hell of becoming president, but surprise, surprise, he's got a gig on weekends on Newsmax. Or other people, they run for president, they get gigs on the radio or Fox News contributors or things like that. So it's very interesting. Another perfect example: Newt Gingrich. He ran for president. He did okay. Of course, he didn't get the nomination, but he's a Fox News contributor. But anyways, last couple of minutes, just wanted to say I need to put a shout-out, thank Jay, our wonderful producer. He spliced all my footage from CPAC together because another podcaster wanted some footage of CPAC, but it was not used because, the film footage I shot was absolute garbage. But anyways, check out the website, check out the YouTube channel. I can't thank Jay enough for his bang-up job putting it together, making it look professional for what he had. Because, I mean, every week our production team has a very, very difficult job of making a sound good for what they have. But anyways, I'll put that out. I had a great time at CPAC. Check out the website. I was a squatter on Radio Row at CPAC, so which is really interesting, really fun. But you know, and one of the reasons why I took no footage or didn't film anything inside the ballroom where the speakers were going, because everything happens on Media Row. And in fact, I met a person who's in marketing, and we're going to have a guest sooner than later talk about their book. But anyways, one thing about our guests, folks, and Walter, you can back us up, is that we don't get anybody that sucks. If you come on and you're with this organization, that organization, to promote their talking points, you're not coming on. If you're interesting, you have something to say.
And if you suck, we just hang up on you.
or just clown on you. But you know, like, perfect example, like Larry Ray Harden, we gave him the floor and we had to have him on twice to finish this one story. But anyways, look for that coming. Also, those who live in the Mid-South, it is racing season. Our number 8, Jeff Jackson, he's back in the hunt, looking forward to for the topless racing series this year. Please check him out. If you see him, say hi. You know, despite everything we've done, he's actually, you know, our ray of sunshine, because he hasn't, you know, he's done nothing close to we've had in on this planet. But anyways, well, we got a couple seconds left. Anything else before you get cut off by the music?
Not really. Just, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, more about January 6th. I hope it doesn't get squashed. And, you know, I hope Tucker Carlson just continues, you know, pressing the buttons. When you can press the buttons of the opposition who's done wrong and they complain about it, you know you're pressing the right button.
Right. But anyways, I hear Ronnie singing in the background. Good night, Gary Rossington, and we want to say good night to everybody. Remember, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. Take away, boys.